AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Johar Tsarnaev has been convicted on all 30 charges against him in the Boston Marathon bombing trial. Karen Brassard, one of the more than 260 people injured in the bombings nearly 2 years ago, says she's pleased with the verdicts.
I'm grateful to show everyone, the world, that it's not tolerated. This is not how we behave. And we're grateful that everybody's worked so hard to make it, you know, known that we're not going to allow this.
The penalty phase of the trial could begin next week. The jury must decide if the 21-year-old former college student should get the death penalty or life in prison for the bombings. A white North Charleston, South Carolina police officer has been fired and charged with murder after the shooting death of a black driver following a traffic stop last Saturday. Michael Slager was arrested shortly after the release of a video showing him allegedly shooting 8 shots at Walter Scott, who was running away from him. Scott's older brother, Anthony, says he was shocked when he watched the video.
I pretty much lost it because I couldn't believe that a traffic stop could lead, go from a stop to a taser to a shot being killed. I just couldn't believe it.
Scott's killing has led to protests as well as demands that police wear body cameras. Half of the 6-member city council in Ferguson, Missouri will be black after yesterday's elections. Voters electing 3 new council members, including 2 blacks. 2/3 of Ferguson's 21,000 people are black. Turnout was twice as high as in the previous election. One American soldier is dead. Others have been wounded in an attack by an Afghan soldier, the first so-called insider attack on NATO troops since the start of the year. The Afghan soldier was killed by the Americans who had returned fire. On Wall Street, near the close, the Dow is up 26. The Nasdaq is up 40. This is AP Radio News. The Storm Prediction Center says there's a chance for severe weather from the southern plains to the Midwest over the next few days. Meteorologist Roger Edwards.
Things have definitely awakened. The atmosphere is behaving like it should for this time of year, and that means folks need to be prepared in case watches or warnings are issued.
Severe thunderstorms, large hail, high winds, perhaps tornadoes possible this afternoon and evening from the Kansas-Oklahoma border to the St. Louis area. A New Orleans grand jury indicts millionaire real estate heir Robert Durst on 2 weapons charges following his arrest last month on a Los Angeles murder warrant. An Illinois Army National Guard soldier, Hassan Edmonds, and his cousin pleaded not guilty to plotting terrorist attacks. Federal investigators say Jonas Edmonds had plans to attack a military facility in Illinois. Hassan was arrested as he tried to fly out of a Chicago airport in an effort to join with the Islamic State group. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.